I love the refrain from our responsorial psalm today. Blessed be God who has filled my soul with fire. We often hear this image of fire in the scriptures for the presence and particularly the love of God. So today our psalmist exclaims, blessed be God who has filled my soul with fire. Jesus himself, we know, has those beautiful images where he tells us that I have come to set the world on fire. How I wish it were already burning. That great prophet and leader Moses, whose death we commemorate in our first reading today, he first, of course, encountered that fire of God very vividly in the burning bush as he encountered God as a fire who burned the bush, and yet the bush was not consumed. God is often imaged as a fire, and of course, in the New Testament, we have that image of the Holy Spirit as fire that breaks forth at Pentecost upon the apostles and Mary. This love of God that is meant to burn within us, the fire is indeed a fitting image. And there are times where that fire can indeed be large, and one of the things of a fire is that sometimes it can be out of control almost. That seems to be what Jesus wishes in the Gospels, where he tells us that he wants to set the world on fire. We almost have the image of a bonfire that just seems to spread out on its own and there engulf everything that it finds in its way. What a beautiful image for the love of God, kind of just moving almost by its own will throughout the world. But you know, oftentimes in our own personal lives, that fire of the love of God is not so much like a bonfire, but perhaps a better image in our own lives is kind of a quiet little watchfire that is controlled, but needs to be constantly tended. You know, if you've ever just sat by a little campfire, we teach the Boy Scouts to do this. Anyone can kind of build a big, huge fire and just keep throwing lots of stuff on it. And a little fire, though, is much harder to maintain. You have to watch it and put little sticks on it constantly. And if you were to let it go, there's danger of it going out. Each of us has to recognize that fire of God that is given to us, the love of God, is one that we have to sit carefully around and tend well to constantly feed the flames of God's love in our lives. It's not going to just keep going by itself. It requires care. We see that Moses was described, even at his death, as his eyes being undimmed. He never lost that fire of God's love. How did he do that? Well, he went to the meeting tent every day just to sit and be in the presence of God. He tended well the fire of God in his life. So what do we do in our lives? Do we tend well this gift represented by fire, that gift of God's presence, the Holy Spirit? We speak of him coming as fire, particularly at our confirmation. Do we tend well this gift of the Holy Spirit? Or do we just kind of hope that it will go on its own? If we do that, little by little, the fire of God's love in our life grows cold, and it gets reduced to coals, and pretty soon it is in danger of going out. St. Jane Frances, whom we celebrate today, was one who knew that the spiritual life had to be at the center of what she did. And although she was a wife and mother, after the death of her husband, she saw to the raising of her children, and then she founded an order of religious sisters, as I mentioned, to really withdraw to the cloister, even to the convent, there to, as Moses did, sit and contemplate God, to tend well the spiritual life. She sought out a spiritual director in St. Francis de Sales, whom I mentioned. She wanted to help cultivate that flame of God in her life, and she knew that she needed help to do that. She's one that took seriously this great love of God and ultimately is praised in her life for her great spiritual achievements. Jane Frances de Chantal is one of the great examples of one who knew the worldly life in the spiritual life. We pray today that she would help us to tend well the fire of God's love in our life, that even as we go through the world, that we might tend our fire well, that we too might help Jesus then achieve his vision for the world, and that is that through our love, we might set the whole world on fire.